Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 22nd. Happy Saturday. I hope you're getting some rest today. Maybe you're outside somewhere. If you are, I'm sorry. Just this past week, my car told me that it was 102 degrees outside. Maybe that was a little bit high, but it's been really hot. We thank the Lord for all seasons, and we thank the Lord especially for God's Word. Let's dig in together. We're in John chapter 1, starting in verse 43 and going through the end of the chapter. I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. He found Philip and told him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and so did the other prophets, Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael asked him. "Come and see," Philip answered. Then Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said about him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you," Jesus answered. "Rabbi," Nathanael replied, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus responded to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." Then he said, "Truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Before we move on, I just want to say that I aspire to be like Nathanael, someone in whom there is no deceit. Lord, continue to transform our hearts. Help us to be people in whom there is no deceit. The other thing I wanted to mention was this interplay between Jesus and Nathanael, where Nathanael's like, "Oh, you must be the Son of God because you saw me under the fig tree." And Jesus responds by saying, "Truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Think with me for a minute. What is that an allusion to? Well, it's Jesus' allusion to Jacob's ladder. I'll read for you from my study Bible. Jesus' allusion to Jacob's ladder implied that he is the conduit of revelation between heaven and earth, like Jacob dreamed about at Bethel when he saw a stairway between the earth and the sky. If you want to look back at that story, it's in Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 through 19. Let's move on over now to the Psalms. Today we're starting the second book of Psalms. Fun fact, there are five books of Psalms, or ways that the Psalms are arranged. We'll begin book two with Psalm 42. As we read this psalm, I think you'll see the psalmist wrestling with God. He longs for God, but he also questions, "Where is God?" That is a theme throughout many of the psalms. Lord, where are you? Have you abandoned me? And we know that the resounding answer to that question is no. And the psalmist here is reminding himself, wait a minute, I have to trust in the Lord and in his character, his steadfast, immovable, always and forever love. For the choir director, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you, God. I thirst for God, the living God. Where can I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long people say to me, "Where is your God?" I remember this and I pour out my heart, how I walked with many, leading the festive procession to the house of God with joyful and thankful shouts. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. I am deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows have swept over me. The Lord will send His faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me, as if crushing my bones, while all day long they say to me, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As the deer longs for flowing streams, so we long for you, God, to work in our hearts and the situations where we are depressed. And we also want to remember before you others that we know are struggling with depression today. Lord, as we struggle, we want to be authentic in our thoughts, and we also want to come to you with deep trust. Look at verse 7 again. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. There's this struggle with the overwhelming, pounding grief. All your breakers and billows have swept over me. Yet in verse 8, the Lord will send His faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to read your word. We want to be a person in whom there is found no deceit. And so we lift our hearts to you today, Lord, in contrition for the ways that we fall short and ask your forgiveness. We also thank you, Lord, again for coming to be one of us, to dwell among us. Thank you for gathering disciples that would one day share the story of your faithfulness. We look to the psalm and we want to lift up to you our hearts and the names of those whom we know struggle with depression. We pray, Lord, that deep trust would well in our hearts, that we would be reminded of your never giving up faithful love, and that we might say, as the psalmist in verse 11, we put our hope in God, for we will still praise Him, our Savior and our God. We pray all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.